Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live shows. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Did you see this? The EPA wants to regulate water in our ditches now. Our ditches are dry most of the time. There's hardly ever any water in them. That's enough.
Of the processed food in America has been genetically modified.
That's GMOs. That's GMOs.
You can't even tell what foods contain GMOs at the grocery store.
Because no GMO food labels are required. That makes us the guinea pigs.
Sounds like an experiment to me.
GMOs are scary.
It's up to you.
You're an adult. You can vote.
I can't vote because I'm a kid.
Vote yes.
Vote yes. Three drivers and a cookie.
Freedomizer, you have a voice.
How will you vote when initiatives are added to the ballot in your state?
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade the Motion Picture. A view into the globalist domain and embellish a Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood. Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up
to bring you
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
Shalom, and praises to the Father. More and more, we see the lies and the deceptions of the world, where it should be obvious we are in a spiritual battle. So I'd like to invite you to tune into the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, where we will reason together according to the Holy Scriptures. Also, blessing you with an occasional guest, our spiritual common sense commentary, and spiritual uplifting songs that give praises to our Father. You can call in and speak to our host, or just listen to the show at 347-324-3704 every Tuesday and Saturday, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. Or you can tune into our chat room at freedomizerradio.com. Blessings and peace to your heart.
You're listening to the Freedomizer Radio Network and the Sound Doctrine Ministries program, where freedom, liberty, and truth live.
The Lord!
Must be told. ain't enough of that song for me. Blessings, my brothers and sisters, all of you who are seeking the truth out there, Freedomizers, family and friends, all of you Messianites, hallelujah, the set apart ones following Yahuwah and the Mashiach, Yahusha. Welcome to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program. We are delighted to be here this first day. Hallelujah. And we are going to continue on with the Book of Hanuk, the Book of Enoch that some of you have come to know it. We did the first 19 chapters yesterday on the Savage Show, and so we're going to try to finish it up today or go as far as we can. So you guys will know the truth, because it really makes no sense to me why we allowed this book to be taken out, you know. And you know, we read in the book of Genesis where it says Hanuk walked with the father and Hanuk pleased the father, and you know, after a while, you know, the father just took him, didn't even let him see death. And we know that the disciples mentioned him again in the New Testament. So someone that was a regular person like you and I, that walked upright and pleased the Father's soul, why in the world would they take his book out? And let's not forget, they took his book out after the ascension, after the Messiah, after the Mashiach went and was seated at the right hand of the Father. After then, they took it out. So it was in there during the Mashiach's lifetime. He didn't say nothing against it. So it's something to it. And believe me, it's an encouraging book for you to actually see and read where the Father told, sent the message, Hanuk, to the angels that you've got man interceding for you, and you're supposed to be interceding for man. You know, and they didn't want you to get this type of encouragement. And, you know, we're pulling the skirt up off of it. We're giving you the straight pea, no milk sugar, my brothers and sisters. We're bringing it to you. But enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Let's keep on praising our Father, and we'll be back right after. All right? Hallelujah.
We bow down in worship. down, worship you.
We glorify your name.
We glorify your holy name.
We praise your holy name today.
Blessed be the name of Yah.
We praise you today.
Hallelujah.
We praise you today. Hallelujah. Oh, in all the heavens, in all the earth, we call name to pray.
Your name,
much confusion. We've decided to unify. We won't let the vision die. We know there is a greater purpose. One aim, one destiny. And we'll all stay aligned to us, preferred by Yah. Man keep his hand in the hand of Yah, with woman by his side. Our children will follow, and together in unity we'll shine and glorify Yah. Together forever we'll glorify Yah. In unity together we'll glorify Yah. In truth and in unity. One now, one destiny, one great God family, in truth and in unity. One love, one destiny, one great God family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing will ever come between us.
Our bond is tight. Hallelujah. Doing what's required and what's right.
You know there is a greater purpose.
One aim, one destiny. And we'll all stay aligned to us, preferred by Yah.
Right now.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. Corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
Globe Sound and Consciousness Institute presents the Globe Sound Healing Conference. With the full spectrum of the most well-known and respected pioneers, researchers, therapists, doctors, and musicians in the field. The conference will focus on acoustic instruments, sound and medicine, new sound technologies, sacred geometry, and raising consciousness with sound. The conference is being held September 26th to the 29th in the San Francisco Bay Area. Call 415-777-2486 or go to globesoundhealingconference.com. That's globesoundhealingconference.com.
There is a new program on the Freedomizer Network, Bloody Beak Radio, punching the new world order in the nose. Bloody Beak Radio is here to inform you on a wide variety of topics revolving around current and recent events. The main thrust of the show is not just to inform you of the problems we face, but rather, how do we analyze them in a way that we can use to create counter-propaganda and use that knowledge in our everyday lives? In a sense, how do we market the truth? Bloody Beak Radio will give you the tools to win the information war so we can destroy the barriers that divide the people and have a peaceful revolution. Join your host, Kyle Baker, on Sunday evenings to have an honest discussion about how to win the numbers game and ensure that we decide the tipping point, not them.
Hi, this is Cindy Lake. Please listen to me on Freedom Talk with Cindy Lake at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on freedomizerradio.com. All the issues that are important to you, like Common Core, Agenda 21, Fully Informed Jury Association, 10th Amendment, 2nd Amendment, 4th Amendment, 3rd Amendment, the Constitution. See you at freedomizerradio.com, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you there.
Oh, you want to heal the world? Oh, you can't do that. You know, you got to elect the right people. No, change your thinking. Change the way you feel. Change the way you do things. Do everything for peace. Like John Lennon said, walk for peace. You take a shower for peace. Do whatever you do for peace.
Every time you do that, you set a ripple effect out.
Because we live in a vibrational world, and your brain is the instrument. To learn how to direct and control your mind, you guys are superheroes. You know, they don't want you to know that, but you are. You guys are the most powerful people in the world.
We see the power in you to change your thinking. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, only on Freedomizer Radio.
You're listening to the Freedomizer Radio Network.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
And now, back to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program.
Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Hello, yes, mother.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening to the show?
No, I was on the phone.
Oh. Well, you're live on the air now. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm baruched and thankful, mother. All right, let me let you get back to your call. I'm about to start reading the book of Hanukkah. Well, finish. You know, we started yesterday.
I didn't want to miss this.
Well, it's up to you.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, my brothers and sisters. Blessings come from on high. Hallelujah. Raise a shout for Yahuwah, all the earth. Serve Yahuwah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that Yahuwah, he is Elohim. He has made us, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for Yahuwah is good. His kindness is everlasting, and his truth to all generations. Psalms 100, hallelujah. May the Father add a blessing. And to the reading, the hearing, and the obeying of his word, I'm sorry. May the Father continue to baruch and bless you all. Hallelujah. All right, my brothers and sisters, we ended up and we did chapter 19 in the book of Enoch, as some of you have come to know it. And maybe I'll go back a chapter. They're short chapters. They're not that long. So maybe I'll go back. I'll go back to 19 and go from there. I mean. And Uriel said to me, here shall stand the messengers who have connected themselves with women, and the spirits, assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as mighty ones till the day the great judgment, in which they shall be rightly ruled till they are made an end of. And the women also of the messengers who went astray shall become demons. And I, Hanukkah, alone saw the vision, the end of all matters, and no man shall see as I have seen. Chapter 20. These are the names of the Kodesh messengers who watch. Uriel, one of the Kodesh messengers, who is over the world and over Gehenna. Raphael, one of the Kodesh messengers, who is over the spirits of men. Reguiel, one of the Kodesh messengers, who takes vengeance on the world of lights. Michael, one of the Kodesh messengers, in order that he is appointed over the best part of mankind and over disorder. Sarakriel, Kodesh messengers, who is appointed over the spirits who sin in the spirit. Gabriel, one of the Kodesh messengers, who is over paradise and the serpent of the Kabirim. Remiel, one of the Kodesh messengers, who Elohim appointed over those who rise. And I proceeded to where matters were disordered, and I saw there some horrible matters. I saw neither Shamayim above nor firmly founded earth, but a place of disorder and horrible. And there I saw seven stars of the Shamayim bound together in it, like great mountains and burning with fire. Then I said, for what sin are they bound? And on what account have they been cast in here? Then spoke Uriel, one of the Kodesh messengers, who was with me and was chief over them, and said, Hanuk, why do you ask? And why are you eager for the truth? These are the number of the stars of the Shamayim, which have transgressed the commands of Yahuwah, and are bound here till 10,000 years, the time entailed by their sins, are ended. And from there, I went to another place, which was still more horrible than the former. And I saw a horrible matter, a great fire there was burnt and blazed, and the place was divided as far as the abyss, being full of great descending columns of fire. Neither extent or magnitude could I see, nor could I guess. Then I said, how fearful is this place, and how terrible to look upon. Then Uriel answered me, one of the Kodesh messengers who was with me, and said unto me, Hanuk, why have you such fear and terror? And I answered, because of this fearful place, because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, this place is the prison of the messengers, and here they are imprisoned forever. And then I went to another place, and he showed me in the west another great and high mountain of hard rock. And there was in it of four hollow places, deep and wide and very smooth. How smooth are the hollow places and deep and dark to look at. Then Raphael answered, one of the Kodesh messengers who was with me, and said unto me, these hollow places have been created for this very purpose, that the spirit of the beings of the dead should assemble there. Even that all the beings of the children of men should assemble here. And these places have been made to receive them till the day of their judgment, until their appointed time, till the great judgment upon them. And I saw the spirits of the children of men who were dead, and their voices went forth to the Shamayim and petitioned. And I asked Raphael, the messenger who was with me, and I said to him, this spirit, whose is it? Whose voice goes forth and petitions? And he answered me, saying, this is the spirit which went forth from Hebel, whom his brother Cain slew. And he makes his petitions against him. His seed is destroyed from the face of the earth, and his seed is alienated from amongst the seed of men. Then I asked regarding it, and regarding all the hollow places, why is one separated from the other? And he answered me and said unto me, these three have been made the spirits of the dead. These three have been made that the spirits of the dead might be separated. And such a division has been made for the spirits of the righteous, in which there is the bright spring of water. And such has been made for sinners when they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not been executed on them in their lifetime. Here their spirits shall be put aside in the great pain till the great day of judgment and punishment and torment of the accused forever, and retribution for their spirits. There he shall bind them forever. And such a division has been made for the spirits of those who make their petition, who make their disclosures concerning their destruction when they were slain in the days of the sinners. Such has been made for the spirits of men who were not righteous, but sinners, who were complete in transgressions, and the transgressors, they shall be companions. But their spirits shall not be slain in the day of judgment, nor shall they be raised from there. Then I baruched Yahuwah of esteem and said, Baruch be my master, Yahuwah of righteousness, who rules forever. For there, from there, I went to another place to the east of the ends of the earth. And I saw a burning fire which ran without resting and did not cease from its course day or night, but regularly. And I asked, saying, what is this which does not rest? Then Raguiel, one of the Kodesh messengers who was with me, answered me and said unto me, this course of fire which you have seen is the fire of the west, which pursues all the lights of the Shamayim. And from there I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain range of fire which burnt day and night. And I went beyond it and saw seven magnificent mountains, all differing each from the other. And the stones were magnificent and pleasant, magnificent as a whole, of magnificent appearance and fair exterior, three towards the east, one founded on the other, and three towards the south, one upon the other, and deep, rough ravens, none of which join with any other. And the seven mountains was in the midst of these, and it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of the throne, and the fragment trees encircled the throne. And amongst them was a tree such as I had never yet smelled, neither was any amongst them, nor were others like it. It had a fragrance beyond all fragrance, and its leaves and blooms and wood wither not forever, and its fruit is pleasant, and its fruit resembles the dates of a palm. Then I said, how pleasant is this tree and fragrant, and its leaves are fair and its blooms very delightful in appearance. Then answered Michael, one of the Kodesh messenger, one of the Kodesh and honored messengers who was with me and was their leader. And he said unto me, Hanuk, why do you ask regarding the fragrance of the tree? And why do you want to learn the truth? Then I answered him, saying, I want to know about all matters, but especially about this tree. And he answered, saying, this high mountain which you have seen, whose summit is like the throne of Elohim, is his throne where the Kodesh Great One, Yahuwah of esteem, the Eternal Sovereign, will sit when he shall come down to visit the earth with goodness. And as this fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch it till the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring to its end forever. It shall then be given to the righteous and Kodesh. Its fruit shall be for food to the elect. It shall be transplanted to the Kodesh place, to the Hekel of Yahuwah, the Eternal Sovereign. Then they shall rejoice with joy and be glad, and into the Kodesh place they shall enter, and its fragrance be in their bones, and they shall live a long life on earth, such as your fathers live. And in their days shall no sorrow or plague or torment or calamity touch them. Then I Baruch Elohim of esteem, the Eternal Sovereign, who has prepared such matters for the righteous and has created them and promised to give to them. And I went from there to the middle of the earth, and I saw a Baruch place in which there were trees with branches abiding and blooming. And there I saw a Kodesh mountain, and under the mountain to the east was a stream, and it flowed toward the south. And I saw a Kodesh mountain, and underneath the mountain to the east there was a stream, and it flowed toward the south. And I saw towards the east another mountain higher than this, and between them a deep and narrow ravine. A deep and narrow ravine, wherein also ran a stream underneath the mountain. And to the west of there was another mountain, lower than the former and of small height, and a ravine deep and dry between them. And another deep and dry ravine was at the extremities of the three mountains. And all the ravines were deep and narrow of hard rock, and the trees were not planted upon them. And I marveled at the rocks, and I marveled at the ravine. Truly, I marveled very much. Then I said, for what object is this Baruch land, which is entirely filled with trees, and this accursed valley between? Then Uriel, one of the Kodesh messengers who was with me, answered and said, this accursed valley is for those who are accursed forever. Here shall all the accursed be gathered together who utter with their lips against Yahuwah and indecent words, and of his esteem speak harshness. Here they shall be gathered together, and here shall their place of judgment. In the last days there shall be upon them the spectacle of the righteous judgment and of the righteous forever. Here shall the compassionate Baruch Yahuwah of esteem the eternal sovereign. In the days of the judgment over the former, they shall Baruch him for the compassion in accordance with which he has assigned them. Then I Baruched Yahuwah of esteem and proclaimed his esteem and exalted his magnificently. And then I went towards the east into the midst of the mountain range and the desert, and I saw a wilderness, and it was solitary, full of trees and plants, and water gushed forth from above, rushing like a plentiful watercourse towards the northwest. It caused clouds and dew to ascend on every side. And then I went to another place in the desert and approached to the east of this mountain range. And I saw there, and I saw aromatic trees exhaling the fragrance of frankincense and myrrh. And the trees also were similar to the almond tree. And beyond these, I went far to the east, and I saw another place, a valley of water, and therein was a tree, the tree color of fragrant trees such as the gum tree. And on the sides of those valleys I saw fragrant cinnamon, and beyond these I proceeded to the east. And I saw other mountains, and amongst them were groves of trees, and their sweet liquid flowed forth from them, which is named Sarara and Galbanum. Galbanum. And beyond these mountains, I saw another mountain to the east of the ends of the earth, whereon were aloe trees, and all the trees were full of incense, being like almond trees. And when one burned it, it smelled sweeter than any fragrant odor. And after these fragrant odors, as I looked towards the north over the mountains, I saw seven mountains full of choice nard and fragrant trees and cinnamon and pepper. And then I went over the summits of all these mountains, far towards the east of the earth, and passed above the eastern sea, and went from it, and passed over the messenger Zitoiel. And I came to the garden of righteousness and saw beyond trees, many large trees growing there and of pleasant fragrance, large, very pleasant and great. Tree of wisdom of which they eat and know great wisdom. That tree is in height like the fir, and its leaves are like the carob tree, and its fruit is like the clusters of the vine, very lovely. And the fragrance of the tree penetrates afar. Then I said, how lovely is the tree and how good to look at. Then Raphael, the Kodesh messenger who was with me, answered me and said, this is the tree of wisdom of which your elderly father and your aged mother who were before you have eaten, and they learned wisdom, and their eyes were open. And when they knew that they were naked, and they were driven out of the garden. And from there I went to the end of the earth and saw their great beast, and each differed from the other, and birds also differing in appearance and form and voice, the one differing from another. And to the east of those beasts I saw the ends of the earth whereon the Shamayim rest, and the portals of the Shamayim open. And I saw how the stars of the Shamayim come forth. And I counted the portals out of which they proceed, and wrote down all their outlets of each individual star by itself, according to their number and their names, their courses and their positions, and their times and their months, as Uriel, the Kodesh messenger who was with me, showed me. He showed all matters to me and wrote them down for me. Also their names he wrote for me with their laws and their beginnings. And from there I went towards the north to the ends of the earth, and there I saw a great and magnificent object at the end of the whole earth. And here Yahuwah of hosts, I saw three portals of the Shamayim opened in the Shamayim. Through each of them proceeded north winds. When they blow, there is cold, hail, frost, snow, dew, and rain. And out of one portal, they blew for good. But when they blew through the other two portals, it is with violence and affliction on the earth. And they blow with violence. And from there I went towards the east of the end of the earth and saw there three portals of the Shamayim open, such as I had seen in the east. The same number of portals and the same number of outlets. And from there I went south to the ends of the earth and saw there three open portals of the Shamayim. And then there come dew, rain, and wind. And from there I went to the east of the ends of the Shamayim and saw where the three eastern portals of the Shamayim opened and small portals above them. Through each of these small portals pass the stars of the Shamayim and run their course to the west on the path which is shown to them. And as often as I saw, and Barak always esteemed Yahuwah of esteem, and I continued to Barak Yahuwah of esteem, who wrought great and magnificent wonders to show the greatness of his work to the messengers and to the spirits and to men, that they might praise his work, all his creation, that they might see the work of his might and praise the great work of his hands, and Barak him forever. The second vision which he saw, the vision of wisdom which Hanuk, the son of Zered, the son of Mahaliel, the son of Quednan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, Saul. And this is the beginning of the words of wisdom, which I lifted up my voice to speak and to say to those who dwell on earth. Hear, you men of old time, and see, you that come after, the words of the Kodesh One, which I speak before Yahuwah of hosts. It were better to declare to the men of old, but even from those that come after, we will not withhold the beginning of wisdom. Till the present day, such wisdom has never been given by Yahuwah of hosts as I have received according to my insight, according to the good pleasure of Yahuwah of hosts, by whom the lot of eternal hell has been given to me. Hell, H-A-I, which means life. Now, three parables were imparted to me, and I lifted up my voice and recounted them to those that dwell on the earth. The first parable, when the congregation of the righteous shall appear, and sinners shall be judged for their sins, and shall be driven from the face of the earth, and when the righteous one shall appear before the eyes of the righteous, whose elect works hang upon Yahuwah of hosts, and the light shall appear to the righteous and the elect who dwell on the earth. Where then will be the dwelling of the sinners? And where the resting place of those who have denied Yahuwah of hosts? It would have been good for them if they had not been born. When the secrets of the righteous shall be revealed and the sinners rightly ruled and the wicked driven from the presence of the righteous and elect, from that time, those that possess the earth shall no longer be powerful and exalted, and they shall not be able to look upon the face of the Kodesh, for Yahuwah of hosts has caused his light to appear on the face of the Kodesh, righteous and elect. Then shall the sovereigns and the mighty perish and be given into the hands of the righteous and Kodesh. And from there on, none shall seek for themselves compassion from Yahuwah of hosts, for their life is at an end. And it shall come to be in those days that elect and Kodesh children will descend from the high Shamayim, and their seed will become one with the children of men. And in those days, Hanuk received books and Ardur and raft and books of unrest and expulsion, and compassion shall not be granted to them, says Yahuwah of hosts. And in those days a whirlwind carried me off from the earth and put me down at the end of the Shamayim. And there I saw another vision, the dwelling places of the Kodesh and the resting places of the righteous. Here my eyes saw their dwellings with his righteous messengers and their resting places with the Kodesh. And they petitioned and interceded and prayed for the children of men, and righteousness flowed before them as water and compassion like dew upon the earth. And so it is amongst them forever and ever. And in that place my eyes saw the elect one of the righteousness and of the belief. And I saw his dwelling place under the wings of Yahuwah of hosts. And his righteousness shall prevail in his days. And the righteous and elect shall be without number before him forever and ever. And all the righteous and elect before him shall be strong as fiery lights, and their mouth shall be full of, and their lips exalt the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And righteousness before him shall never fail, and uprightness shall never fail before him. There I wanted to dwell, and my spirit longed for that dwelling place. And there as yet has been my portion, for so has it been established concerning me before Yahuwah of hosts. In those days I praised and exalted the name of Yahuwah of hosts with Barakah and praises, because he has destined me for Barukah and esteemed according to the good pleasure of Yahuwah of hosts. For a long time my eyes regarded that place, and I barak him and praised him, saying, Baruch is he, and may he Baruch from the beginning and for eternity. And before him there is no ceasing. He knows before the world was created what is forever and what will be from generation unto generation. Those who do not sleep baruch you. They stand before you esteemed and baruch. Praise and exalt, saying, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh is Yahuwah of hosts. He fills the earth with spirits. And here my eyes saw those who do not sleep. They stand before him and baruch and say, Baruch be you, and Baruch be the name of Yahuwah forever and ever. And my face was changed, for I could no longer look on. After that, I saw thousands of thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. And I saw a multitude beyond number reckoning who stood before Yahuwah of hosts. And on the four sides of Yahuwah of hosts, I saw four presences, different from those that do not sleep. And I learned their names, for their messengers that went with me made known to me their names and showed me all the hidden matters. And I heard the voices of those four presences as they uttered praises before Yahuwah of esteem. The first voice, Barak Yahuwah of hosts forever and ever. And the second voice I heard, Barakah, the elect one, and the elect ones who hang upon Yahuwah of hosts. Third voice I heard, pray and intercede for those who dwell on the earth and make supplication in the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And I heard the fourth voice, fending off the adversaries and forbidding them to come before Yahuwah of hosts to accuse them who dwell on the earth. After that, I asked the messenger of peace who went with me, who showed me all matters that are hidden, who are these four presences which I have seen and whose words I have heard and written down? And he said to me, this first is Michael, full of favor and patient. And the second, who is appointed over all the diseases and all the wounds of the children of men, is Raphael. And the third, who is appointed over all the powers, is Gabriel. And the fourth, who is appointed over the repentance unto hope of those who inherit eternal high or life, is named Fanuel. And these are the four messengers of Yahuwah of hosts and the four voices I heard in those days. And after that, I saw all the secrets of the Shamayim and how the reign is divided and how the actions of men are weighed in the balance. And there I saw mansions of the elect and the mansions of the Kodesh. And my eyes saw there all the sinners being driven from there which deny the name of Yahuwah of hosts and being dragged off. And they could not abide because of the punishment which proceeds from Yahuwah of hosts. And there my eyes saw the secrets of the lightning and of the thunder, and the secrets of the winds, how they are divided to blow over the earth, and the secrets of the clouds and dew, And these I saw from where they proceed in the place and from where they saturate the dusty earth. And there I saw closed chambers out of which the winds are divided, the chamber of hail and winds, the chamber of the mist clouds, and the clouds thereof hover over the earth from the beginning of the world. And I saw the chambers of the sun and moon, which they proceed and where they come again. And their magnificence return, and how one is superior to the other, and their stately orbit, and how they do not leave their orbit, and they do not add to their orbit. And excuse me, my brothers and sisters, and they do not take from it, and they keep trust with each other in accordance to the oath which by they are bound together. And first the sun goes forth and traverses his path according to the commandment of Yahuwah of hosts, and mighty is his name forever and ever. And after that, I saw the hidden and visible path of the moon, and she accomplishes the course of her path in the place by day and by night, the one holding a position opposite and the other before Yahuwah of hosts. And they give thanks and praise, do not rest, for unto them is their thanksgiving rest. For the sun changes often for a barukah or a curse, and the course of the path of the moon is light to the righteous and darkness to the sinner in the name of Yahuwah, who made a separation between the light and the darkness and divided the spirits of men and strengthened the spirits of the righteous in the name of his righteousness. For no messenger delays and no power is able to delay. For he appoints a right ruler for them all, and he rightly rules them all before him. Wisdom found no place where she might dwell. Then a dwelling place was assigned her in the Shamayim. Wisdom went forth to make her dwelling her dwelling among the children of men, and found no dwelling place. Wisdom returned to her place and took her seat among the messengers. And unrighteousness went forth from her chambers. Whom she did not seek, she found, and dwelt with them, as rain in the desert and dew on a thirsty land. And I saw other lightnings and the stars of the Shamayim, and I saw how he called them all by their names, and they listened to him. And I saw how they are weighed in a righteous balance according to their portions of light, and the width of their spaces, and the day of their appearing, and how their revolution produces lightning, and their revolution according to the number of the messengers, and they keep trust with each other. And I asked the messenger who was with me, who showed me what was hidden, what are these? And he said to me, Yahuwah of hosts has showed you their similarity. These are the names of the Kodesh who dwell on the earth and believe in the name of Yahuwah of hosts forever and ever. And I saw another matter. I saw in regard to the lightnings, how some of the stars arise and become lightnings and cannot part with their new form. And this is the second parable concerning those who deny the name of the dwelling of the Kodeshim and Yahuwah of hosts. Into the Shamayim they shall not ascend, and on the earth they shall not come. Such shall be the lot of the sinners who have denied the name of Yahuwah of hosts, who are thus preserved for the day of suffering and tribulation. On that day, my elect one shall sit on the throne of esteem and shall try their works, and their places of rest shall be innumerable, and their beings shall grow strong within them when they see my elect ones and those who have called upon my magnificent name. Then I will cause my elect one to dwell among them, and I will transform the Shamayim and make it an eternal barukah and light. And I will transform the earth and make it a barukah. And I will cause my elect ones to dwell upon it. But the sinners and evildoers shall not place a foot upon it. For I have provided and satisfied with peace my righteous ones and have caused them to dwell before me. But for the sinners, there is judgment impending with me, so that I shall destroy them from the face of the earth. And there I saw one who had a head of days, and his head was white like wool, and with him was another being whose face had the appearance of a man, and his face was full of favor, like one of the Kodesh messengers. And I asked the messenger who went with me and showed me all the hidden matters concerning the being of Adam, who he was, and where he was, why he went with the head of days. And he answered me and said unto me, this is the being of Adam who has righteousness, with whom dwelt righteousness, who revealed all treasures of that which is hidden, because Yahuwah of hosts has chosen him, and whose lot has preeminence before Yahuwah of hosts in uprightness forever. And this being of Adam whom you have seen shall rise up the sovereigns and the mighty from their thrones, and shall loosen the kidneys of the strong and break the teeth of the sinners. And he shall put down the sovereigns from their thrones and reigns, because they do not exalt and praise him, nor humbly acknowledge where the reign was bestowed upon them. And he shall put down the pride of the strong and shall fill them with shame. And darkness shall be their dwelling, and worms shall be their bed, and they shall have no hope of rising from their beds, because they do not exalt the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And these are they who judge the stars of the Shamayim and rise their hands against the Most High and tread upon the earth and dwell upon it. And all their deeds manifest unrighteousness, and their power rests upon their riches, and their belief is in the mighty ones which they have made with their hands, and they deny the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And they persecute the houses of his congregations and the trustworthy who hang upon the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And in those days, the prayer of the righteous and the blood of the righteous shall have ascended from the earth before Yahuwah of hosts. And in those days, the Kodeshim who dwell above the Shamayim shall unite with one voice and make supplication and prayer and praise and give thanks and baruch the name of Yahuwah of hosts on behalf of the blood of the righteous which has been shed. And that the prayer of the righteous may not be in vain before Yahuwah of hosts, that judgment may be done unto them, and that they may not have to suffer forever. And in those days I saw the head of days when he seated himself upon the throne of his esteem. And the books of the living were opened before him, and all his host, which is in the Shamayim above, and his counselors stood before him. And the hearts of the Kodesh were filled with joy, because the number of righteous have been offered, and the prayer of the righteous have been heard, and the blood of the righteous been required before Yahuwah of hosts. All right, my brothers and sisters, let us take our commercial break. We just ended up the 47th chapter of the book of Hanukkah, the book of Enoch. And I'm going to catch my breath. And we have this week's spiritual common sense commentary coming up. And we'll do a couple of praise songs. And we'll get right back to our study from the book of Hanukkah. All right, my brothers and sisters, stay tuned. You're listening to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
I'm not a lab rat.
I'm not a lab rat.
My family is not a bunch of lab rats.
I am not a lab rat.
Thanks, but no thanks. 80% of the processed food in America has been genetically modified.
That's GMOs. That's GMOs.
You can't even tell what foods contain GMOs at the grocery store.
Because no GMO food labels are required. That makes us the guinea pigs.
Sounds like an experiment to me.
GMOs are scary.
It's up to you.
You're an adult. You can vote.
I can't vote because I'm a kid.
Vote yes. Vote yes. Please vote yes. Count the cookie.
Freedomizer, you have a voice.
How will you vote when initiatives are added to the ballot in your state?
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again, as I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific Time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Are you dedicated to ending the New World Order? Well, it's time to make way for spontaneous order. Hi, I'm Eric Bell, host of Freedomizer Radio's new hit show, For Whom the Bell Tolls, where you will hear current events from a volunteer's perspective, philosophical libertarianism, and a roadmap to a free and stateless society. Tune in every Tuesday at 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific and 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, this is Cece, and I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about my show, Hope with Cece. I love to make people smile and laugh, so if you like to laugh, listen. I'm a little bit crazy, and I do not think inside the box. Sometimes I forget there is a box. But what I love most of all is helping people. I love to help people reach for that unreachable star. I love to do everything I can to make you smile. So, if you want to feel joy, if you want to get inspired, if you just want to sometimes get downright crazy, come join me There's always hope with CC.
Thursdays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on Freedomizer Radio.
Lindsay Williams on Freedomizer Radio.
Seems things are happening so fast now. And again, I want to thank you for the privilege of allowing me to be with your audience and with you tonight. Everyone out there in your listening audience, they should listen to you every single day. Don't you miss a program. Lord bless. Everybody set that spiritual house in order. It's the most important thing out there. Thank you, and good night.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Things seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath hour, at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Justice Club on Freedomizer Radio. Grab a snack, grab a latte, grab a friend, or grab a stranger. I've been on the front lines for 25 years, and I've been labeled as the crusader for equal rights by the media many times. So join my crusade on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Shalom and praises to the Father. More and more, we see the lies and the deceptions of the world. Where it should be obvious, we are in a spiritual battle. So I'd like to invite you to tune into the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, where we will reason together according to the Holy Scriptures. Also, blessing you with an occasional guest, our spiritual common sense commentary, and spiritual uplifting songs that give praises to our Father. You can call in and speak to our host, or just listen to the show at 347-324-3704 every Tuesday and Saturday, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. Or you can tune into our chat room at freedomizerradio.com. Blessings and peace to your heart.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
And now, back to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program.
the splendor of your majesty. Is you that you can't tell your night from day, but yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Okay. And now it's time, my brothers and sisters, for this week's spiritual common sense commentary. You know, as so many people, as we're reading, do not care, acknowledge, and speak against the name of Yahuwah. He is not God. Please, my brothers and sisters, understand. They call Ra God. They call Zeus God. They call Satan the God of this world. They call Allah God. Please do not throw the creator of all things into the mix with them and just call him God. It's insulting. To say the least, it's insulting. If we read in the book of Isaiah, the 65th chapter, you will read about how they were worshiping God. And even in the King James Version, it shows where the creator of all things, Father Yahuwah, did not like it. And God, G-O-D, G-A-D or G-A-W-D, if you look into the Strong Concordance, it's all pronounced the same thing, and it's all reference a Babylonian deity, the god of fortune. That's why when these people today start praying for the new car and the new house and all the stuff that they want. This is why they're getting it. Remember, when the adversary took the Messiah to the top of the pinnacle and told him, look, you see all the esteem of the world? All of this I will give to you, for it's been given unto me, and I can give it to whomever I wish. And I'll give it all to you if you will bow down and worship me. This is exactly what he's doing today. And just one of the names. We didn't know it, but when we know better, we do better. And we repented, and we ask the Father to forgive us, and we start following right ruling, because we're not even supposed to let these names come out of our mouths. And the only reason why I'm mentioning them is an explanation to tell you, because I don't like to say it. I don't like to read them. I don't even like to see these names. And they have deceived us, so knowing that the Father told us not to even say these names, they turn around and name months of the year and all the days of the week after their gods to make sure that we sin against the Father. See, people perish for a lack of knowledge. Don't be one of them. When we know better, we do better. Yes, the Father is merciful. Yes, he is. He's giving you mercy now. The Messiah is knocking on the door to your hearts right now. Right now, he's knocking on the door to your hearts. Right now, he's trying to get through to you. Your spirit should be screaming when you open the King James Version and telling you something's missing. All right. Keep that in mind, won't you? Because it is very important. The Father names matters, and I guess we'll do a teaching on that as well. Hanuk, which probably will not be this week, but we'll get back to it in our next hour. But let's hear this week's spiritual common sense commentary. Have you forgotten his name? In the book of Jeremiah, it is written, till when shall it be in the heart of the prophets? The prophets of falsehood and prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone relates to his neighbor, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the 26th through the 27th verse. Baal was the name of the supreme god worshipped in ancient Canaan and Phoenicia. The practice of Baal worship infiltrated Jewish religion's life during the time of the Judges, the book of Judges, the 3rd chapter, the 7th verse. It became widespread in Yisrael during the reign of Ahab, the book of Kings, the 16th chapter, the 31st through the 33rd verse. It also affected Judah, 2 Chronicles, the 28th chapter, the 1st and the 2nd verse. The word Baal means Lord. The plural is Baalim in general. Baal was a fertility god who was believed to enable the earth to produce crops and people to produce children. Different regions worship Baal in different ways, and Baal proved to be a highly adaptable god. Various locales emphasized one or another of his attributes and developed special denominations of Baalism. Baal of Peor, in the book of Numbers, the 25th chapter, the 3rd verse, And Baal-berith, in the book of Judges, the 8th chapter, the 33rd verse, are two examples of such localized deities. According to Canaanite mythology, Baal was the son of El, the chief god of Asherah, the goddess of the sea. Baal was considered the most powerful of all gods, eclipsing El, who was seen as rather weak and ineffective. In various battles, Baal defeated Yam, the god of the sea, and Moth, the god of death and the underworld. Baal's sisters, consorts, were Ashtaroth, a fertility goddess also associated with the stars, who we come to know as Easter, and Anath, a goddess of love and war. The Canaanites worshipped Baal as the sun god and as the storm god. He is usually depicted holding a lightning bolt, who defeated enemies and produced crops. They also worshipped him as a fertility god who provided children. Baal worship was rooted in sensuality and involved ritualistic prostitution in the temples. At times, appeasing Baal required human sacrifice, usually the firstborn of the ones making the sacrifice. The book of Jeremiah, the 19th chapter, the 5th verse. The priests of Baal appealed to their god in rites of wild abandon, which included loud, ecstatic cries and self-inflicted injury. The book of Kings, the 18th chapter, the 28th verse. Before the Hebrews entered the Promised Land, Yahuwah warned against worshiping Canaan's gods. The book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 14th and the 15th verse. But Yasharel turned to idolatry anyway. During the reign of Ahab and Jezebel, at the height of Baal worship in Yasharel, Yahuwah directly confronted the paganism through his prophet Eliyahu, or Elijah. Yahuwah showed that he, not Baal, controlled the rain by sending a drought lasting 3.5 years. The book of Kings, the 17th chapter, the 1st verse. Then Elijah called for a showdown on Mount Carmel to prove once and for all who the true God was. All day long, 450 prophets of Baal called on their God to send fire from heaven. Surely an easy task for a God associated with lightning bolts. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. The book of Kings, the 18th chapter, the 29th verse. After Baal's prophets gave up, Elijah prayed a simple prayer, and Yahuwah answered immediately with fire from heaven. The evidence was overwhelming. Then the fire of Yahuwah failed and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. And all the people saw and fell on their faces and said, Yahuwah, he is Elohim. Yahuwah, he is Elohim. The book of Kings, the 18th chapter, the 39th verse. So my brothers and sisters, when we have seen through the King James, the NIV, and every other version of Scripture where they replaced the Father's name with the word Lord, this was not something that was done by happenstance. If you read in the book of Malachi, you will find how the priest were developing the Talmud, and they were killing the people for mentioning the name of Yahuwah, saying it was blasphemy. It wasn't blasphemy. they didn't want the people to call on that name because they knew they had to one day pay. And I guess in their thinking, I may be wrong, but as I see so many people assume today, that if we get everybody, he's not going to destroy everybody, as if they forgot the flood. Millions of people on the planet. 8 saved. Millions of Yasharel delivered out of Egypt. 2 that was over the age of 20 when they came out of Egypt actually walked into the promised land. The rest carcasses were left in the wilderness for the buzzards, as Yahuwah said it was, for complaining against him. My brothers and sisters, so every time you are saying, Lord, help me, this is who you're calling. Oh, the Lord knows my heart. Yes, he does. And he knows that you don't even love him enough to look into this, to know that you're not calling on him. That's right. He does know your heart. Stop fooling yourself. He knows this attack has been lodged against you. Even through the NIV and the KJV, his truth should be calling out to you to seek more, because this has been corrupted. I knew it. If you look and be honest with yourself, you'll realize that only the prayers where you were asking for stuff and things of this world were actually answered. People in church are still dying from AIDS at an alarming rate, sugar diabetes at an alarming rate, high blood pressure at an alarming rate. Their marriages are falling apart at an alarming rate. Homosexuality is taking over all aspects of the so-called church at an astounding rate. Why? Because you have forgotten the name of your Creator. But this is what they said. So, because they told you for years and years, because this attack was lodged against you since the ascension, does not make it any more wrong. It is still a lie. Satan infiltrated the body of believers and killed off the disciples and the followers of the Mashiach, and then claimed that he was following him. Don't forget, Shaitan appears as an angel of light. And just as he told the Mashiach on the temple, look at all the esteems of the world in a glance. It has been given to me, and I shall give it to whomever I wish, for it has been given unto me, and I'll give it to you if you bow down and worship me. And you are bowing down and praying, oh Lord, all of these false gods are no more than Satan. And you are worshiping him and assuming that you are worshiping the Creator. At least start calling the Creator Father. That's what the Mashiach did. You can even see that in the NIV, the KJV, and all of the other versions. All he said was the Father. Pray to the Father that is in secret, and your Father that seeth in secret shall reward you openly. Master, teach us how to pray. Okay, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrite, for they love to pray in the streets so that they can be seen of men. Don't you be like them. When you pray, go into your closet and shut the door, and pray unto your Father after this manner. Our Father, let Lord, God, Christ, Jesus, let all that go. Constantine developed Christianity. Search it out. Research it. Don't take my word for it. Research it for yourself. They're trying to lead you to the slaughter. Are you willingly going to go just because Pookie and them, that's what they believe? Because grandma and granddad, they followed that, and you know they were good people? Can you say that they made it? Can you pass that judgment? Is it worth taking that chance? Are you living in a time different from grandma and granddad that the father cannot or will not, because of his mercy, hold them accountable because they didn't have access to the truth like you have today? You need to think about it, my brothers and sisters, for the time is at the door. Stay prayerful, stay focused, stay in the will and the word of the Father. Love you always. Blessings and peace to your home. Shalom.
Please learn more about freedom.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
I'm Angie Morelli, and I'm with GMO Free Vegas. So what are we going to do about this now? Well, to begin with, we advocate the labeling of genetically engineered food, or foods with GMOs. Regardless of how you feel about the GMO issue, we can agree that we should at least have a choice of being informed about what we put into our bodies. We won't have a choice until these foods are properly labeled. We must remember who we're fighting in this battle. We are fighting corporations selling us poison, backed by corporations making us poison, and these corporations will only respond to one kind of vote, the vote that we make with our dollars. Recently, Yoplait faced so much criticism over high fructose corn syrup that they removed it from all of their yogurts. Right before and after the march against Monsanto in May, we saw major corporations like Whole Foods, Target, and Chipotle make major announcements about deciding to label and/or phase out GMOs. This is happening because of us, because we will solve this as making demands as consumers first. Starting right now, we're going to boycott corn. This is all you have to do, is don't buy corn. Corn on the cob, corn in a can, corn in a mix at a restaurant, any visible kernels of corn. All we are asking for people to do right now is to boycott corn. This is going to be a clear, completely simple message that will definitely get back to its makers. We won't stand for poison. We won't stand for cronyism. And that is why we march against Monsanto.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of men.
Over My Dead Body. Join Podcast 13 every Sunday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Pacific, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Justice Club on Freedomizer Radio. Grab a snack, grab a latte, grab a friend, or grab a stranger. I've been on the front lines for 25 years, and I've been labeled as the crusader for equal rights by the media many times. So join my crusade on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Globe Sound and Consciousness Institute presents the Globe Sound Healing Conference, with the full spectrum of the most well-known and respected pioneers, researchers, therapists, doctors, and musicians in the field. The conference will focus on acoustic instruments, sound and medicine, new sound technologies, sacred geometry, and raising consciousness with sound. The conference is being held September 26th to the 29th in the San Francisco Bay Area. Call 415-777-2486 or go to globesoundhealingconference.com. That's globesoundhealingconference.com.
Shalom and praises to the Father. More and more, we see the lies and the deceptions of the world, where it should be obvious we are in a spiritual battle. So I'd like to invite you to tune into the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, where we will reason together according to the Holy Scriptures. Also, blessing you with an occasional guest, our spiritual common sense commentary, and spiritual uplifting songs that give praises to our Father. You can call in and speak to our host, or just listen to the show at 347-324-3704 every Tuesday and Saturday, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. Or you can tune into our chat room at freedomizerradio.com. Blessings and peace to your heart.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
And now, back to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program.
Yah commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yah, our Elohim, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before Yah, our Elohim, as he has commanded us. Praise you, Father Yah.
I will not have any other Elohim before you, nor bow down to any graven images too.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray you guys are enjoying the show this afternoon. We're just having a blessed time bringing it to you. We left off. We finished the 47th chapter in the book of Henoch, Enoch, as you've come to know it. And we're going to pick things up at the 48th chapter. And it is written, "And in that place I saw the fountains of righteousness, which are inexhaustible. And around it were many fountains of wisdom. And all the thirsty drank of them, and were filled with wisdom. And their dwellings were with the righteous and the Kodesh and elect. And at that hour, the Ben of Adam was named in the presence of Yahuwah of hosts, and the name before the head of days, even before the sun and the signs were created, before the stars of the Shamayim were made, his name was named before Yahuwah of hosts." We know who that is. Yahusha, hallelujah. "He shall be a staff to the righteous to brace themselves upon and not fall. And he shall be a light of the nations and the hope of those who are troubled of heart. All who dwell on the earth shall fall down and worship before him and will praise and barak and celebrate Yahuwah of hosts with song. And for this reason, he has been chosen and hidden before him, before the creation of the world and for eternity. And the wisdom of Yahuwah of hosts has revealed him to the Kodesh and righteous, for he has preserved the lot of the righteous, because they have hated and despised the world of unrighteousness and have hated all its works and ways in the name of Yahuwah of hosts. But in his name they are saved. And according to his good pleasure has it been in regard to their life. In these days the sovereigns of the earth shall have become downcast in face, and the strong who possess their land because of the works of their hands, for on the day of their anguish and affliction they shall not save themselves. And I will give them over into the hands of my elect. As straw in the fire, so they shall burn before the face of the Kodesh. As lead in the water, they shall sink before the face of the righteous, and no trace of them shall be found any more. And on the day of their affliction, there shall be rest on earth, and before them shall fall and not rise again. And there shall be no one to take them with his hands and raise them, for they have denied Yahuwah of hosts and his anointed. The name of Yahuwah of hosts be Baruch. For wisdom is poured out like water, and esteem failed not before him for eternity. For he is mighty in all the secrets of righteousness, and unrighteousness shall disappear as a shadow and have no continuance, because the elect stands out before Yahuwah of hosts, and his esteem is forever and ever, and his might unto all generations. And in him dwells the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit which gives insight, and the spirit of understanding of might, and the spirit of those who have fallen asleep in righteousness. And he shall judge the secret matters, and none shall be able to utter a lying word before him. For he is the elect one before Yahuwah of hosts according to his good pleasure. And in those days, a change shall take place for the Kodesh and the elect, and the light of the day shall abide upon them, and esteemed in honor shall turn to the Kodesh. On the day of affliction on which evil shall have been treasured up against the sinners, the righteousness shall be victorious in the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And he will cause the others to witness that they may repent and abandon the works of their hands. They shall have no honor through the name of Yahuwah of hosts, yet through his name shall they be saved. And Yahuwah of hosts will have compassion on them, for his compassion is great. And he is righteous in all his judgment, and in the presence of his esteem, unrighteousness shall not maintain itself. Judgment, the unrepentant shall perish before him. At his judgment, the unrepentant shall perish before him. And from here on, I have no compassion on them, says Yahuwah of hosts. And in those days shall the earth also give back that which has been entrusted to it. And the grave also shall give back that which has received. And Gehenna shall give back which it owes. For in those days the elect ones shall rise, and he shall choose the righteous and Kodesh from among them, for the day has drawn near that they should be saved. And the elect one shall in those days sit on my throne, and his mouth shall pour forth all the secrets of wisdom and counsel, for Yahuwah of hosts has given to him and has esteemed him. And in those days the mountains shall leap like rams, and the hills also shall skip like lambs satisfied with milk. And the faces of the messengers in the Shamayim shall be lit up with joy. And the earth shall rejoice, and the righteous shall dwell upon it, and the elect shall walk upon it. And after those days in that place where I had seen all the visions of that which is hidden, for I have been carried off in a whirlwind, and they had borne me towards the west. There my eyes saw all the secret matters of the Shamayim that shall be, a mountain of iron and a mountain of copper and a mountain of silver and a mountain of gold and a mountain of soft metal and a mountain of lead. And I asked the messengers who went with me, saying, what are these which I have seen in secret? And he said unto me, all these which you have seen shall serve the dominion and his anointed, that he may be potent and mighty on the earth. And that messenger of peace answered, saying unto me, wait a little, and there shall be revealed unto you all the secret matters which surround Yahuwah of hosts. And these mountains which your eyes have seen, the mountain of iron and the mountain of copper and the mountain of silver and the mountain of gold and the mountain of soft metal and the mountain of lead, all these shall be in the presence of the elect one as wax before the fire and like the water which streams down from above, and they shall become powerless before his feet. And it shall come to be in those days that none shall be saved, either by gold or silver, and none able to escape. And there shall be no iron for war, nor shall one clothe oneself with breastplate. Bronze shall be no service, and tin shall not be esteemed, and lead shall not be desired. And all these shall be destroyed from the face of the earth when the elect one shall appear before the face of Yahuwah of hosts. There my eyes saw a deep valley with open mouths, and all who dwell on the earth and sea and islands shall bring to him gifts and presents and tokens of homage, but that deep valley shall not become full. and their hands commit lawless deeds, and the sinners devour all whom they lawlessly oppress. Yet the sinners shall be destroyed before the face of Yahuwah of hosts, and they shall be banished from off the face of his earth, and they shall perish forever and ever. And I saw all the messengers of punishment abiding and preparing all the instruments of Satan. And I asked the messenger of peace who went with me, for whom are they preparing these instruments? And he said unto me, they prepare these for the sovereigns and the mighty of the earth, that they may be destroyed by them. And after this, the righteous and elect one shall cause the house of his congregation to appear. From now on, they shall be no longer hindered in the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And these mountains shall not stand as the earth before his righteousness, and the hills shall be as fountains of water, and the righteous shall have rest from the oppression of sinners. And I looked and turned to another part of the earth and saw there a deep valley with burning fire. And they brought the sovereigns and the mighty and began to cast them into this deep valley. And there my eyes saw how they made these their instruments, iron chains of immeasurable weight. And I asked the messenger of peace who was with me, saying, for whom are these chains being prepared? And he said to me, these are being prepared for the host of Azazel, so that they may take them and cast them into the abyss of complete condemnation, and they shall cover their jaws and rough stones as Yahuwah of hosts commanded. And Michael and Gabriel and Raphael and Penuel shall take hold of them on that great day and cast them on that day into the burning furnace that Yahuwah of hosts may take vengeance on them for their unrighteousness in becoming subject to Satan and leading astray those who dwell on the earth. And in those days, punishment shall come from Yahuwah of hosts, and he will open all the chambers of water which are above the Shamayim and of the fountains which are beneath the earth. And all the waters shall be joined with the waters. That which is above the Shamayim is the masculine, and the water which is beneath the earth is the feminine. And they shall destroy all who dwell on the earth and those who dwell under the ends of the Shamayim. And when they have recognize their unrighteousness, which they have wrought on the earth, then by these shall they perish. And after the head of days repented and said, in vain have I destroyed all who dwell on the earth. And he swore by the great name, from now on, I will not do so to all who dwell on the earth. And I will place a sign in the Shamayim, and this shall be a pledge of good trust between me and them forever. So long as the Shamayim is above the earth, and this is in accordance with my command, when I have desired to take hold of them by the hand of the messengers on the day of tribulation and pain because of this, I will cause my chastisement and my wrath to abide upon them, says Elohim, Yahuwah of hosts. You mighty sovereigns who dwell on the earth, you shall have to look upon my elect one, how he sits on the throne of esteem and judges Azazel and all his associates and all his hosts in the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And I saw there the host of the messengers of punishment going, and they held scourges and chains of iron and bronze. And I asked the messenger of peace who went with me, saying, to whom these who hold the scourges going? And he said unto me, to their elect and beloved ones, that they may be cast into the chasm of the abyss of the valley. And then that valley shall be filled with their elect and beloved, and the days of their lives shall be at an end, and the days of their leading astray shall not be reckoned thereafter. And in those days the messengers shall return and hurl themselves to the east, the partitions and the Madiites, and they shall stir up sovereigns so that the spirit of unrest shall come upon them. And they shall rouse them from their thrones, and they may break forth as lions from their lairs, and as hungry wolves among their flocks. And they shall go up and tread under the foot the land of his elect ones. But the city of my righteous shall be a hindrance to their horses. And they shall begin to fight among themselves, and their right hand shall be strong against themselves. And man shall not know his brother, nor a son his father, or his mother, till there be no number of corpses through their slaughter, and their punishment be not in vain. And in those days the grave shall open its jaws, and they shall be swallowed up therein, and their destruction shall be at an end, and the grave shall devour the sinners in the presence of the elect. And I saw after this that I saw another host of chariots and men riding upon them, and coming on the winds from the east and from the west to the south. And the noise of their chariots was heard. And when this turmoil took place, the Kodeshim from the Shamayim observed it, and the pillars of the earth were moved from their place. And the sound thereof was heard from the one end of the Shamayim to the other in one day. And they shall all fall down and worship Yahuwah of hosts. And this is the end of the second parable. And I begin to speak the third parable concerning the righteous and the elect. Baruch are you, you righteous and elect, for magnificent shall be your lot. And the righteous shall be in the light of the sun, and the elect the light of their eternal high life. The days of their life shall be unending, and the days of the Kodesh without number. And they shall seek the light and find righteousness of Yahuwah of hosts. There shall be peace to the righteous in the name of the eternal master. And after this, it shall be said to the Kodesh and the Shamayim that they should seek out the secrets of righteousness, the heritage of belief, for it has become bright as the sun upon the earth, and the darkness is past, and there shall be a light that never ends. And to the number of days they shall not come, for the darkness shall first have been destroyed, and the light of uprightness established forever before Yahuwah of hosts. In those days, my eyes saw the secrets of the lightnings and of the lights, and the right rulings they execute. And they lightened for the Baruchah and a curse as Yahuwah of hosts desires. And there I saw the secrets of thunder, and how when it surrounds above in the Shamayim, the sound thereof is heard, and he caused me to see the right rulings executed on the earth, whether they be for well-being and Baruchah or for a curse according to the word of Yahuwah of hosts. And after that, all the secrets of light and lightnings were shown to me, and they lightened for Baruchah and for satisfying. And that was the end of the 59th chapter in the book of Hanukkah, the book of Enoch, as you've come to know it. Hallelujah. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. Please stay tuned. We'll do a few more chapters. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
I'm not a lab rat.
I'm not a lab rat.
My family is not a bunch of lab rats.
I am not a lab rat.
Thanks, but no thanks. 80% of the processed food in America has been genetically modified.
That's GMOs. That's GMOs.
You can't even tell what foods contain GMOs at the grocery store.
Because no GMO food labels are required. That makes us the guinea pigs.
Sounds like an experiment to me.
GMOs are scary. It's up to you. You're an adult. You can vote.
I can't vote because I'm a kid.
Vote yes. Vote yes. Please vote yes. Can I get a cookie?
Freedomizer, you have a voice.
How will you vote when initiatives are added to the ballot in your state?
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Zimmerman's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We're going to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they'd include the world economy, to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Hello everyone, Proof is here. I want to let you know about our latest promotion on our FreedomizerRadio.com website. Our chat client, Bark, BARC.com, is hosting a micro Bitcoin giveaway while supplies last. All you have to do is go to FreedomizerRadio.com, join our chat room, create a screen name, and type to your friends. And some micro Bitcoins will fall from the sky. Not only that, the more people that are typing, there will be some random lotteries as well. So just for typing to your friends, you can earn some micro Bitcoins. So who knows how long this will last, but join us now, FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey, this is Cece, and I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about my show, Hope with Cece. I love to make people smile and laugh, so if you like to laugh, listen. I'm a little bit crazy, and I do not think inside the box. Sometimes I forget there is a box. But what I love most of all is helping people. I love to help people reach for that unreachable star. I love to do everything I can to make you smile. So, if you want to feel joy, if you want to get inspired, if you just want to sometimes get downright crazy, come join me. There's always hope with Cece. Thursdays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on Freedomizer Radio.
Shalom and praises to the Father. More and more, we see the lies and the deceptions of the world, where it should be obvious we are in a spiritual battle. So I'd like to invite you to tune into the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, where we will reason together according to the Holy Scriptures. Also, blessing you with an occasional guest, our spiritual common sense commentary, and spiritual uplifting song that gives praises to our Father. You can call in and speak to our host, or just listen to the show at 347-324-3704 every Tuesday and Saturday, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. Or you can tune into our chat room at freedomizerradio.com. Blessings and peace to your heart.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
And now, back to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program.
Hallelujah. All right, let's get a couple of more chapters in. We ended at the 60th, and that's where we're going to pick it up at. Now, this is a fragment of the book of Noah, it says, and you can go to the ministry's website and pick up, click on the link. I posted it on the show's page for today, and you can click on the link and download the PDF of this as well. I also posted it in the chat room for all of you guys in the chat room at freedomizerradio.com. All right, and it is written, in the 500 year and the 17th, in the 7th month, on the 14th day of the month in the life of Hanuk, in that parable I saw how a mighty quake made the Shamayim of Shamayim to quake, and the host of the Most High and the messengers a thousand thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 were distributed with a great unrest. And the head of days sat on the throne and his esteemed, and the messengers of the righteous stood around him. And a great trembling seized me, and fear took hold of me, and my loins gave away, and my kidneys melted, and I fell upon my face. And Michael sent another messenger from among the Kodeshim, and he raised me up. And when he had raised me up, my spirit returned, for I had not been able to endure the look of this host. And the commotion and the quaking of the Shamayim, and Michael said unto me, why are you disturbed with such a vision? Until this day lasted, the day of his compassion, and he has shown favor and patience toward those who dwell on the earth. And when the day and the power and the punishment and the judgment come, which Yahuwah of hosts has prepared for those who do not worship the righteous law, and for those who deny the righteous right ruling, and for those who take his name in vain, that day is prepared for the elect, a covenant, but for sinners, a judgment. When the punishment of Yahuwah of hosts shall rest upon them, it shall rest in order that the punishment of Yahuwah of hosts may not come in vain. And it shall slay the children with their mothers and the children with their fathers. Afterwards, the judgment shall take place according to his compassion and his patience. And on that day were two monsters parted, a female monster named Leviathan to dwell in the abyss of the ocean over the fountains of the waters, and the male is named Behemoth, who occupied with his breast a waste wilderness named Dawedan. And on the east of the garden, where the elect and righteous dwell, where my grandfather was taken up, the seventh from Adam, and the first man whom Yahuwah of hosts created. And I pleaded with the other messenger that he show me the might of those monsters, how they were parted on one day and cast, the one into the abyss of the sea and the other unto the dry land of the wilderness. And he said unto me, you son of man, in this do you seek to know what is hidden? And the other messengers who went with me showed me what was hidden, told me what is first and last in the Shamayim, in the height and the breadth of the earth, in the depth and at the ends of the Shamayim and on the foundation of the Shamayim, and the chamber of the winds, and how the winds are divided and how they are weighed, and the portals of the winds are reckoned each according to the power of the wind and the power of the lights of the moon and according to the power that is fitting and the division of the stars according to their names and how all the divisions are divided. And the thunders according to the places where they fall and all the divisions that are made among the lightnings that it may lighten and their hosts that they may have once obeyed. For the thunderings have place of rest assigned while it is waiting for its peal. And the thunder and lightnings are inseparable. And although not one and undivided, they both go together through the Spirit and do not separate. For when the lightning lightens, the thunder utters its voice, and the Spirit enforces a pause during the peal and divides equally between them. For the treasury of their peals is like the sand, and each one of them, as it peals, is held with a bridle and turned back by the power of the Spirit and pushed forward according to the many quarters of the earth. And the Spirit of the sea is masculine and strong, and according to the might of his strength, he draws it back with a rein. And in the same way, it is driven forward and disperses the mist and all the mountains of the earth. And the Spirit of the hoarfrost is his own messenger. And the Spirit of the hail is a good messenger. And the Spirit of the snow has forsaken his chambers on account of his strength. There is a special spirit therein, and that which ascends from it is like smoke. And its name is frost. And the spirit of the mist is not united with them in their chambers, but it has a special chamber for the course of the magnificent, both in light and in darkness, and in winter and in summer, and in its chambers is a messenger. And the spirit of the dew has its dwelling at the end of the Shamayim and is connected with the chambers of the rain. And its course is in winter and summer. And its clouds and the clouds of the mist are connected, and the one gives to the other. And when the spirit of the rain goes forth from its chamber, the messengers come and open the chamber and lead it out. And when it is diffused over the whole earth, it unites with the water on the earth, and whenever it unites with the water on the earth, for the waters are for those who dwell on the earth, for they are nourishment for the earth from the Most High who is in the Shamayim. Therefore, there is a measure for the rain, and the messengers take it in charge. And these I saw toward the garden of righteous. And the messenger of peace who was with me said unto me, these two monsters prepared conformable to the greatness of Elohim shall feed. And the messenger of the peace who was with me said to me, these two monsters prepared comfortable to the greatness of Elohim shall feed. I'm trying to see, should I do one more? One more. And I saw in those days how the long cords were given to those messengers, and they took to their wings and flew, and they went towards the north. And I asked the messenger, saying unto him, why have they taken these cords and gone off? And he said unto me, they have gone to measure. And the messenger who went with me said unto me, these shall bring the measures of righteous and the ropes of the righteous to the righteous, that they may support themselves on the name of Yahuwah of hosts forever and ever. And the elect shall begin to dwell with the elect, and those are the measurers which shall be given to the belief and shall strengthen the righteousness. And these measures shall reveal all the secrets of the depths of the earth, and those who have been destroyed by the desert, and those who have been devoured by the beast, and those who have been devoured by the fish of the sea, that they may return and support themselves on the day of the elect one. For none shall be destroyed before Yahuwah of hosts, and none can be destroyed. And all who dwell above in the Shamayim receive the command and power and one voice and one light like fire. And their first words that one day Baruch and exalted and lifted up the wisdom, and they were wise in utterance and in the spirit of life. And Yahuwah of hosts placed the elect ones on the throne of esteem. And he shall judge all the works of the Kodesh above the Shamayim, and in the balance shall there be deeds, and in the balance shall their deeds be weighed. And when he shall lift up his face to judge the secret ways according to the word of the name of Yahuwah of hosts, and their path according to the way of the righteous judgment of Yahuwah of hosts, then shall they all with one voice speak and Baruch theme and exalt and Kodesh the name of Yahuwah of hosts. And he shall summon all the hosts of the Shamayim and the Kodeshim above and the host of Elohim and the Kerbim, Seraphim and Orphim and all the messengers of power and all the messengers of principalities and the elect one and the other powers on the earth and over the water, on that day shall rise one voice and Baruch and esteem and exalt in the spirit of belief and in the spirit of wisdom and in the spirit of patience and in the spirit of favor and in the spirit of judgment and of peace and in the spirit of goodness, and shall all say with one voice, Baruch is he, and may the name of Yahuwah of hosts be forever and ever blessed. All right, my brothers and sisters, we're getting ready to get out of here. We love you. Stay prayerful. Stay. Blessings and peace to your homes. Stay tuned for the Pedal Hour coming up next right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.